As the coronavirus continues to spread, more families need to get their kids tested, either because they have symptoms or were in close contact to someone who was tested. But even with free sites across the state, some families say it's stressful finding a place to get their kid tested. WBUR's Kathleen McNerney reports.
It's 2 a.m. A three-year-old cries out in his sleep, curls matted to his forehead with sweat. Thermometer beeps, 103.9.
The worry always of a parent when your child is sick, especially with a high fever and worrying about things that I know about, like febrile seizures, etc.
Erin Sanders is a nurse practitioner. She curls up next to her son. 14 days earlier, someone in his childcare had tested positive for the coronavirus.
You could literally be exposed anywhere, even if you're just being safe and doing all of the right things. The virus is running rampant through our country right now. And I think that's what's so scary for a lot of people and a lot of parents specifically.
Sanders can do little but give her son some ibuprofen as they wait the 6 hours for the pediatrician's office to open. The doctor says a nearby hospital will call to schedule a coronavirus test for her son. They didn't get a call that day, or the next. So Sanders started Googling where her son could get tested.
It's unclear a lot of the time if they would test children, if they would see children.
It's before Thanksgiving, so spots are hard to find. Some labs are backed up. She could go to an urgent care near her in Newton, but wouldn't get the results for 3 or 4 days. Sanders is able to make an appointment at the state's Stop the Spread site in Revere. She gets the results the next day. Negative. Her son got better within a few days, but it was unsettling for her as a healthcare worker.
In the setting of an uncontrolled pandemic, testing needs to be as easy as possible. And so the fact that it's so difficult to get testing was really just shocking to me.
Since Sanders' experience, the state has published a map of testing sites along with a list of which ones test children. Hopefully, that can help families. For the last 2 months, Massachusetts residents under the age of 20 have made up between 16% and 17% of confirmed and probable coronavirus cases. While some children do get very ill, research suggests the majority of COVID-19 cases in kids are mild. Several studies have shown young children may be less likely to transmit the virus to others. However, without widespread testing, it's difficult to know the total number of coronavirus infections in children.
Testing matters because you want to understand whether you are a risk for exposure to other people.
Dr. Sharma Joseph is a critical care doctor at Tufts Medical Center. If people don't know they have the virus, they may spread it to others. It's why preventive measures like mask wearing, hand washing, and physical distancing remain the best tools for stopping the spread. Joseph says it's also important to let people know where they can get tested for free and that they shouldn't have to pay for the vaccine when it's available.
If you don't have health care, can't afford health care, and you think there's a cost associated to the vaccine, even though you may be interested in receiving it, you won't get it because you, in your mind, decide that you can't pay for it.
Those kinds of costs weigh on Erin Sanders, too. She thinks about families who can't afford to take time off work to search for a testing site for a feverish child.
That's what's been so upsetting for all of us working in public health right now, is that the fact that we let it get to this point, it didn't need to be this way. And so we're putting parents and we're putting staff and we're putting essential workers in positions where they have to make impossible decisions.
And why being able to get an accurate, timely test could help. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Kathleen McNerney.